first got into the band, the ghosts of bluesbreaker guitar players past, you know, were always on stage, which lent itself to cause a few problems. But John was real helpful in assuring me that he didn't want another Eric Clapton, he didn't want another Mick Taylor. You know, whenever I did a song off of one of his albums, he goes, "Look, forget that. Do it the way you're going to do it. I want this band to play All Your Love the way we play it." You know, and that's the beauty of John. He's never ever looked for another guitar player to play like Peter Green or Clapton or anybody. He's always let you express yourself as you like to.
Hi, I'm Karen Gordon, and this is Hot Ticket on CBC. We're live tonight from the Walker Theater in Winnipeg, where the gentleman that we just heard from is going to have a lot of eyes focused on him tonight, particularly his fingers. His name is Coco Montoya. He's the current lead guitarist for John Mayall's Bluesbreakers. Certainly an enviable position for any guitarist looking to make a name for themselves. After all, for the past 30 years, Mayall's Bluesbreakers has maintained its reputation for great musicianship. Being picked by Mayall for the band, well, it's like an automatic seal of approval for any guitar player. And that's partially because not just any guitar player can make the cut. Some of the alumni of the Bluesbreakers include Eric Clapton, Peter Green, Mick Taylor, and John McVie. The fans who come out to see Mayall and his Bluesbreakers play live year after year are assured of one thing, that they're going to hear some top-notch talent. We take you inside now to the Walker Theater in Winnipeg for John Mayall's Bluesbreakers on Hot Ticket.
Yay, Winnipeg! All right.
Blind. I'm a sucker for love. I'm a sucker for love. Well, I can't resist a loving kiss. I'm a sucker for love. I fell for a girl, took her for a ride. We got 10 miles out and then my engine died. I'm a sucker for love. A sucker for love. I'm a sucker for love. Yeah, I fall about with every girl I meet. And there's someone special, knock me off my feet. If it don't last forever between me and you, there could be some trouble we could get into. I fell for a girl, she had no place to go. And I gave her my heart, but she don't love me no more. I'm a sucker for love. I'm a sucker for love. Well, I was busted, she couldn't be trusted. I'm a sucker for love.
Come on, love.
You're talking about a music and an era that, you know, when I was very young, and just that's what influenced me. I mean, before I heard any real American blues, I heard John and Cream and Eric Clapton. That's what I heard. And from there, I went back to find the black blues players. Because, you know, that's what I heard. So to actually have John Mayall call me, it was a very big deal. To think that I was even in any kind of league to play with some of the players he's had, you know, in the same shoes, you know, like Peter Green or Rick Vito or Clapton or people like that.
Y'all give it up for John Mayall. Thank you, we'd like to play a blues for you now. This is one that hasn't been recorded yet, but we're hoping to get a slot for it on our next album. This is a song I wrote about what it was sort of remembered like to be in the 60s when all this blues started off in London. So, it's a song called Blues for the Lost Days. Like I've got myself a time machine. Memories flood around me, people and places I've known. You know I had the blues for the lost days, back then when times were lean. We had Freddie King, Sonny Boy and Hendrix, and they'd be sitting until the break of dawn. Flamingo and coming out to pigeons on a Sunday morn. Yeah. So many good times, so much music, but back then nobody knew that the London blues were born.
you know they still live on in my heart. Well, you know I had the blues for the lost days, and they never gonna be, ever gonna be no kind of boy. Ago, but we still find new life in it every night. It's called Room to Move. You gotta free me. I think
less and less I got bone in my mood. Thank you.
on drums, ladies and gentlemen, right now, Joey Whaley.
Thank you.
about the Blues Breakers. Joey Whaley on drums. Rick Cortez on the bass guitar. On guitar, Coco Montoya.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Mayer. John Mayer. Johnny.
Thank you very much. We'll see you again next time. Don't forget, check out Wake Up Call on Silvertone Records. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Thank you.
He's a legend. He's played with a lot of great players, Eric Clapton, Peter Green. So it's like watching a piece of history, or part of history.
No, I mean, he can play, but I mean, he's a lot of names he's played with. He was around right from the start. You know, you come, you like the blues, and you come to see, he's a legend, there's no question. Grandfather of British blues, in my opinion.
Very tight show. His guitar player certainly cooked. His harmonica was something that... Certainly amazing in that respect, too.
Well, he can play. He plays rhythm, he plays lead, he plays guitar, he plays harmonica. He's not just sort of sitting on his laurels. He could definitely get out there and play, and he had a very tight band with him. Played very well. Very impressed.
Well, there are some satisfied John Mayall fans outside the Walker Theater in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is John Mayall, and you're listening to Hot Ticket on CBC.